What are we doing?
I don't know. Apparently we're in a band.
We're in a band?
Yeah.
What's it?
Bottom?
Telephone, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Knife.
Hey! You are alone!
That was Naive on CITR 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell on to Hour 10?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes, Ben.
Hour 10.
So, it's supposed to be originally on the schedule was GSTS. Let's tell us about what the deal is. What happened?
Well, our drummer's a pussy.
He's got pig AIDS.
He got hogified.
He got raped by cow.
He's got the Hinu, the H1N1.
He was coughing black stuff?
Yeah, he puked out black liquid.
And did he eat anything that was... How does that even...
We don't know. We just
ran
away.
I don't know how pig AIDS works, man. I just stay away from it.
It's not good. So is he... I guess he's just sleeping at home now, or he's probably not listening to this.
No, there's no way in hell he's listening to this.
He's probably still puking.
Yeah.
And...
Actually, fuck that. Fuck that. He is at the computer right now being a jealous bitch listening to this.
Good shot. You guys trying to be like 42?
No. No, we're not 42.
So,
But Troy and Dave.
Davey.
Both. And this isn't for me, man. Oh. But they just told me to tell you that you fucking suck.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I promise them I'd deliver.
Yeah.
That's out of the way now, okay?
Yeah, that's out of the way. Yeah.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah. Is there a cabin home right now? How does this band comes into play, you know, Knife versus GSTS? Is this your offshoot or is it an old band?
We made all the songs in one night because we were drunk.
Yeah, we
practice in a concrete room so we can practice at any time we want. It doesn't matter. And, you know, me and Ruben were out drinking and he wasn't in the mood, so we decided to play music instead. And this is what came out of it, and we wrote all the songs in one night.
You wrote all of them in one night? And
yeah, we decided that we would never play shows, and we'd never release anything, unless Tyler got swine flu. And now we're here on CITR.
Okay, Scott has a question.
Go ahead,
are you asking
Scott
about the sugar again?
No, I found sugar. Okay, Nyla's party here.
Hello, Nyla.
How long did it take for you guys to work on your boyish charm? Is it just natural or
on our what?
Did you have to put work into it?
On our boyish charm?
Your boyish charm.
I was born with
this
it.
This is all natural glow, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to know.
No worries, man.
That was a good question.
And you guys.
You can't work on it.
And where did you find the sugar, to be honest? There is. Oh, wow. Awesome.
Wow, Ben actually is really rude. He does talk to other people on the radio while the other bands are playing.
If you're wondering about my shirt, I got
you're
it in Calgary.
Yeah. You're just talking.
I got mine in Calgary, too.
Okay, Knife live on CITR. Got another song.
Another song?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a song.
We'll
do one more.
What?
As a treat for you. We don't have to stop in between, okay? Well, this is a stop. We fucked up. We stopped.
Are we going to do our whole set?
No, fuck that.
Just
one more
that
song.
Just,
yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
Which song?
That song I wrote when I was really drunk.
Yeah.
And I wrote it in about a minute.
Less than a minute, it was about 10 seconds.
It's about how I don't want to take you out. But like, you may be lovely, but I've got other options.
Yeah, it's all about, even if you're a high-class girl, there's still some lower-class girls I'd rather spend my time with.
They got more to say. They're street smart.
Yeah.
I don't need your high-class hoity-toity Ben Lai bullshit.
I don't need to spend money like Ben Lai with his hot job and his hot
cars.
Yeah,
I'm unemployed. You have a job. You're higher than me.
Yeah.
There's some lower class brats I'd like to spend my time with. Maybe some class war kids. Maybe the brat attack.
Actually, that was awesome because your description of that song was longer than the actual song.
Oh. How long was that one? Did you keep track?
We have timers here. Every minute counts. Every minute counts. We're trying to keep going until
our shipyard comes along. How many minutes are we into this?
You are
seven.
Hey, you want to, if you want, you can check out our MySpace. It's actually kind of funny.
Okay.
You should do it. It's knife.
Okay, we'll do it. So yeah. You play a couple songs and
we'll play two songs. Actually, two really good songs.
Oh, yeah. Actually, one of them is one of my favorite because I didn't write it.
And one of them I forgot how to play, kind of, but I'll be good.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's all good.
We did a lot of blow. It's okay.
We do blow.
Thunderbird.
You like rock? Get a play! But don't look! Bad day! You like rock?
Oh yeah!
You got a play! But don't look!
Oh yeah!
Bad day! Okay. Alright, that's two songs for you. It's now 4:08. Oh, 4:09.
And a lot of knives in the profile. It says born in a knife state, knife country, knife continent. Race on knives, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Furious knife, fury, shooting knife, down. Love, knife, love. No life sips. It's inanimate, no emotions. Just what steel, knives, all that. Spread knives, sharp knives, dull knives, no utensil, just knives. Knife. Knife for life. Knife for death. Life, knife, death. Knife is no life, just leave. This is for life. And it's only 35. Thank you. How long do you take?
Show. I was just wondering, was Shakespeare just in the room?
Yeah.
That was pretty emotionally appealing. I'm kind of tearing up a bit.
Why was that not in the song?
What, me crying? It was there, man. You just can't see it on the radio. What are you, stupid?
So, what now that this is so successful, do you plan on taking this on? Well, actually, one of your comments is that we play shows and we have paid for tour, but that was from a while ago.
That was a long while ago.
I think that we wrote that the night we were drunk and wrote all these songs.
You said that was a while ago, but it was like May 9th, 2009.
Well, yeah, but
started probably May 9th, 2009.
Okay. We have a lot of projects.
So you basically said you gave up after a couple months.
I don't know.
We never even really gave up. We played one show, and then, you know, this isn't really our main band, so.
Right. Maybe if we would maybe, like, go on a tour if we had a designated driver.
Yeah, because, like, the amount of cocaine that is, like, around us is probably unsafe to drive, you know what I mean?
You should not leave them around the studio.
Well, I try not to, but Ben Lai is constantly trying to pull the balloons out of my ass.
He just pulled one out. Yeah.
Right.
Ben Lai's sense of achievement right there. Oh, yeah. Feel that balloon.
It's 4 in the morning, man. Speak up. I can't hear you.
You know what? This is when people are actually waking up for their commute.
Oh, I'm supposed to give shout-outs to 42.
This is where we ask for what band you're talking about, 42.
You Say Party, We Say Die for being awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good guys. Every other band that played tonight, I'm going to be honest, I'm really tired. And
none of the bands that are playing tomorrow. It was all about today.
Absolutely none of the bands that are playing. Wait, they're technically playing today. So fuck us too. Like,
yeah.
None of the bands that are playing today.
I can get behind that.
Just for perspective, you guys have been here since the first band.
We got here at 6:08.
When the first band was ending, we got here.
Yeah, we've pretty much been loitering around trying to sell drugs.
Yeah.
This whole time.
Loitering around, bumming food on people.
Whipping our dicks out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I put my balls on some stuff.
I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I did.
It's radio, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
No one can see when I put my balls on air.
Like when people are listening.
I'm balls deep in Ruben right now. No one can tell.
I'm balls deep in everyone's speakers right now. They don't even know it.
We're getting through this set really fast.
You're pushing us.
I'll show you right here.
We're right there.
We're good. Doesn't matter.
But we go from the bottom up, though.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, that's how it is. We can try playing one we wrote today.
Do it.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, we didn't write that
it's
one.
It's 4
down.
In the morning. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's
Fuck.
Do it.
Wait, what time? It's 4:10 in the morning.
Is
that's
it the one?
Farther.
I can feel it coming.
No.
I heard you just.
Yeah.
Coming in the air tonight.
What song now? Oh!
Knife on CITR. So in theory, you guys could just get drunk another night and write another whole set of songs. Why don't you do that? That's good radio.
Because our next album is actually going to be a 50. it's actually going to be a 50-minute epic about the rise to fame of 3 Inches of Blood and then their fall into grace as they lost all their original members.
Yeah. They still have the two singers, though. Did they lose those two?
I was told, but I can't clarify. I'm going off of studio rumors that I've heard all day, man. It's killing
me. Wow, studio rumors. From not within these studios.
Within these walls, man.
Oh, wow.
Within these walls.
Wow.
So if you consider these liars walls, then maybe it was a lie.
There's someone.
Was that from 42 again? I wouldn't trust that.
That wasn't 42, actually. That was...
We're not going to name names.
Yeah, I'm not going to point fingers.
But there's a traitor to the 3 inches of bread.
Oh.
In the house.
3 inches
not
of anybody, bread.
I don't think, because everyone laughed because they're smart and they went.
They actually won Shindig, in case you were.
And they didn't break up?
They
practically did, because they had no original members.
After they won Shindig, a year later, they kept only the two singers, I think. of some sort. But anyways.
Oh. Well, we'll play two more songs. Hey, let's do it.
Well, let's talk a bit more.
Oh, what?
Can we talk about GSTS?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, you know what?
How long? Well, do you guys have new songs or what's happening? Well, that's your main band then. That's the band.
Yeah, we're a three-piece now. We kicked out our other guitarist and we...
No hard feelings.
No, we love him. Yeah. We love him.
He loves us.
We're writing a lot of stuff. There's a compilation coming out on Bart Records.
Compilation came out today, and it's the Cross Canada Compilation of Hope, and it has an exclusive track from us that is not on any of our EPs that have been released, and it's not on any that are going to be coming up. And also, it's with like a slew of really good bands, like Damages from Vancouver, Day Month Year, Gift Eaters, right. Vikings, Swords with two W's. I don't want to forget any, but I'm going to. It's 4 in the morning, so just go check it out on myspace.com/revolutionwinter. Yeah.
Can they get this in the stores? Or?
You can buy it online.
Online, yeah.
You can buy it on HMV, at CD Plus.
At Blockbuster.
At your independent music store.
The liquor store.
You can buy it at the liquor store.
Well, you asked to record a song just for this album, or was it something you have in your back pocket?
No, we were asked to record a song for this, and we just happened at the time to be recording the split with the Clydesdales.
And, the Clydesdales.
And so we were able to save a bit of money by just going in and being like, hey, can we throw one extra song on the EP, and then just taking that song and sending it to him. And actually, Kevin Stebner, awesome, awesome guy. Yeah,
definitely
put a lot of work into this thing, so, you know, take a gander.
Also, there's rumors of us releasing something with them in the new year, like early new year.
Well, let's not say early too soon.
Early, like as long as it's within the first 6 months.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, but we want to release like an actual, like, legitimate first release, like at least 7 tracks, all mostly new stuff, so...
Yeah, and there's a lot of new tracks that are done right now as the three piece that we've been writing. Like, I don't know, we had a spree of practicing almost every day. And then in March, we're trying to go down the West Coast, maybe even to Texas, with Boogie Monster.
With them, or are they
planning?
Are they planning a tour, or are you guys just co-planning something?
We're supposed to plan it together. I'm just waiting for other Ben of Boogie Monster to get back to me on it. And
well, he's in Montreal.
He's in Montreal, right? So he said he'd get back to me within the next couple days.
Right.
But it's been in the works since like God knows when.
Do you guys have connections on where to go or how?
I think they do.
They do.
They do. But we can also talk to a couple bands that we know.
Yeah.
And Beeline just recently did a West
Coast. I don't
know
if they'll help us.
Well, I don't know.
I heard Bruce and Ryan are dicks.
Bada bing. You have to say. where are you going to go? So you're thinking Texas. So whereabouts? Like Austin or somewhere? Or just
well, they're signed up for South by Southwest. So if they play Austin, we'll probably just take that extra drive to Houston and play.
Right.
And then just do every other date with them except that, because I highly doubt that South by Southwest wants us there.
We're not going to even try.
Yeah. Can just set up. Oh, yeah. You can just set up with... I've never been to South by Southwest, but I guess everybody's...
You know what? We'll fly back here for that one day.
Yeah. And just play on the show.
And play Thunderbird Radio Hell. Just so I can stare into your pretty eyes again.
Actually, I'm going to South by Southwest. Sorry.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Fine.
I don't know. I might be. I might be, actually. But
you bitch. You dirty, dirty bitch.
I want to see Boogie Monster. What can I say? What can I say?
You want to see them that bad?
Yeah, that bad.
That's
I want to see possibly... Possibly Ben with a drum machine. Who knows?
Hey, yeah, maybe Tony won't go with him again.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But there's more room in the van then, or in the car, for everyone.
Oh, I think we take separate vehicles. Yeah. At least that's the current understanding. Unless Ben's like planning on surprising us on today, which I wouldn't mind. Ben's pretty.
Yeah, he'll be
a
good.
Pretty good guy.
He'll be a good toy. I'll wrap them good between my arms.
Okay, another question.
Are they from White Rock?
You guys from Right Rock. You guys are not.
No.
No, we're from Abbeywack, Chillicothe.
Abbotsford, Chillicothe. Still not good, apparently.
That's
Oh, still totally. Well, I can swear. I'm the host.
He can. You can swear if it's.
And it's like 4 in the morning. It's fine. It just. Anyways.
I'm curious what he said.
No more questions from that. No, he said it's totally crappy, basically, what he says. But hey, I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
Abbotsford's not bad.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm the filter. I'm the filter.
You just got to do blow.
Yeah.
You just got to do a lot of drugs, and then Abbotsford's really good.
Do you guys know where I can get some crack around here?
Around here?
Yeah.
I'm not local. I'm not loco.
All
right, let's get back to some music.
These next two are probably my favorite two. Well, one of them.
These next two, one of them is one of my favorite two.
Yeah, two of them are one of my favorites.
One of them is two of my favorites.
Three of them are one of my fours.
Knife Dives on CITR. It's 101.9 FM. It's 4:23. It's getting good. Guys, almost half an hour. Almost half an hour.
Are you kidding?
And how long is your set normally? Like 10 minutes?
Oh, if that.
If that. We play everything faster and harder and drunker.
But now
we're lagging.
Now we're playing it 4 a.m.er.
Yeah.
Ben Liar. And Shiva Sounding-er.
It's all good. It's all good. What do you guys have? You guys got a couple more left? What do you think?
I'll show you where we are.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what's left.
Where are you? Oh, really? You still got tons.
Yeah,
You still got about like five. Well, that's like
another like 50 seconds.
Yeah, 50 seconds.
Have we beat the beelines?
Yeah, you totally did.
What if...
You're much longer set than the beelines already. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I bet they are not like as handsome and they don't talk as much as we do.
Yeah, and then I didn't ask them about the other band.
Fun 100.
Yeah. Fuck me dead.
Fuck me dead.
Yeah. Fuck me dead.
Yeah.
Fuck me dead.
Dead.
You
me
can't
fuck.
Say because of the name, band name, but
me fuck dead.
Yeah. I fuck the dead.
Why? Oh, speaking of band name, why? What's with the knives?
Oh, that's actually that's the best thing about Knife Knife.
You
stumbled.
You sparked upon an ancient story.
Yeah. You went drunken, Knife Knife.
You might know two gentlemen by the name of Jason Nicholas.
Progressive thinker.
Original. Early You Say Party, We Say Die.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
And Stephen O'Shea, okay. I'm not sure if you know him. He's not as big.
Yeah.
He's kind of skinny.
I think he's a bit skinnier.
He's definitely not as big.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you might have even attended this show. Who knows? I think it was at the Candy Bar. I don't remember. Long time ago. I didn't even go. Where they had a drum and bass band that they started as a joke called Gun Gun.
Oh.
And so when we were drunk the night we wrote all these songs as a drum and bass band, we decided that we would have to rival them as Knife Knife so that if they ever reunited, we could bring a Knife Knife to a Gun Gun fight.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best thing about our band.
Dude, have you told them about this?
Oh, they know very, very damn well.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have to explain it first, though? Or did they know? They probably...
I think they caught on pretty quick.
They caught on pretty fast. Yeah.
There's no sign of a reunion, though.
Yeah.
It may
really...
be because of this. Maybe it's because of this.
What was the... What did they say?
Maybe they're just so scared of our presence that they won't reunite.
Steven said they would reunite if three things happen. Oh. What were they again? It's like if... what is it? If some band reunites...
If Genesis reunites, if Led Zeppelin's John Bonham raises from the dead, and if Pink Floyd play as the original with Syd Barrett.
I don't think that was it.
No, that's my list. That's what it's going to take for Knife Knife to play another show after this.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. I don't know what that was.
Well, you know...
Good thing you guys are... The good thing this is radio... This is good radio. Good radio at 4:30 in the morning.
Did you hear it on the monitor?
I heard it on the monitor.
I thought... Yeah.
It's just
hearing isn't the problem, I think, for you. Anyways, let's do more songs.
All right. Oh, this is my favorite song.
Are we doing it the original way, or are we doing it the way we did it this morning?
We could do the original, because then I can...
You know what? Yeah, do it.
Dane! Whoa! Dane, whoa! Fuck that box! Boogie down, 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 stop! All right. This one...
Woo!
This one's good.
Where's your suspenders, Captain Commander? Where's your suspenders, Captain Commander? Where's your suspenders, Captain Commander? Where's your suspenders, Captain Commander?
Yeah.
All right, Knife Knife.
Knife Knife.
In 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell, it's 4:28.
When do we cut to commercial?
I wish you can.
Who are your corporate sponsors?
CITR, nothing. Nothing. We have GM.
Well, how
GM
do you make money off doing what you're doing?
We used to be sponsored by GM Motors until they went bankrupt, so we kind of stopped having that.
Really? Because I hear Ford is like open to sponsorship.
Are they really?
Ford sponsors us, actually.
Yeah, we'll look into it.
The 1997 Ford Aerostar we received from them is still running crappily.
They're not a really good sponsor then.
Oh, well, they're a good sponsor, you know, like there's a lot of heart there and they're a good family, but
we're still here.
they're like the aunt that gives you socks for Christmas. That's just an asshole gift. Thanks for the Aerostar, Ford.
But at least it keeps your feet warm.
I'm not dead yet, so whatever. Fuck you. Your balls in my mouth.
Alright. Alright, that,
well,
that
agreed,
came from,
so I guess that's your and his.
That made
deal.
Sense.
And a shout out to Irene, the sound queen.
Oh, yeah. I can't forget that one.
You can't.
I just can't. Yeah. I wouldn't have got it. I was saving the best for last, but you're an asshole and rush everything.
Dude, I'm going to do it again. She deserves it double.
All right, so we managed to drag this out.
I know.
To 4:30, basically. So this is awesome. You guys have what?
Three.
Three more songs?
Yeah.
You just want to finish off with three?
Yeah, well, how about we do one at a time and take a break, because I can feel myself gaining weight already. It's really starting to take a toll on my body.
From the Gatorade?
Yeah.
It's a
I've
diet.
Been coming
it's
all over his body. Actually, this one...
This is going to be the death of me.
This song is a cover.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No. We're going to do that. We're going to split this up. We're going to get freaky.
Can we touch it?
Yeah, we can touch it.
Okay.
Holy fuck. Ugh!
Well, that ain't asking much. Don't gotta confuse. From that I'm a dance. Got a lot of clay. She's not so really bad. Woo! Do I do time? Well, that ain't asking much.
Okay.
Knife, knife on CITR. I'm running out of things to say to you guys.
Yeah.
Anything to say?
Well, you can talk about how handsome we are and how much better I look sitting here in my briefs, and how much this satin pillow complements the way my drum throne is making my ass look.
And how my feather tastes good on your butthole.
All right.
You could talk about that.
How my nipples taste.
Yeah. How does it taste?
Salty.
Come on, Ben. You would know.
I don't know. I forgot now. It's been so long.
You forgot it's been so long? 2 a.m. is so long? Yeah, man, you're so forgetful. Yeah,
tastes like a dead raccoon.
Hey, was Ben a selfish lover, Ruben?
Yeah, for sure.
He's a power bottom, actually. He works it from the bottom. So I still feel in charge, but he does all the work.
Good. I don't know.
So you were the cell phone kind of accepting the charger. Is that what got you so pumped to play?
Yeah, definitely. I have nothing good to say.
I'm running out of things to say too, man. It's really...
It's so early. My
time. We're good.
You want to know what I'm usually doing right now, Ben? Blow. Not sitting at
my wit. My wit does not click in until 6 o'clock a.m. So you got me in kind of a jiff. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Our wit dies when we're not drunk and between the hours of
blow and blow 30.
All right. Good times. Knife, knife on CITR. You got more songs?
Oh, we have two more.
Two.
This one's special. Because you've actually heard it once before in the past...
Like 24 hours?
In the past...
12?
Within the past 12 hours, you've heard this song.
All right.
Yeah. Here it comes, baby.
Here it comes.
I don't even know if you'll recognize it, but...
Probably not, because we're going to fuck it up.
Do it. Come on.
go out and down. But I can hear down this
CITR, the website, myspace.com, knife, knife, knife.
Knife, oh, knife, knife, knife.
Four of them. Oh.
Four.
Oh, my God. Yes, almost missed it. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah. And instead of checking out our, you know, drunken montage,
you should
check out, you know, our real band.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
www.myspace.com/ guests, GUESTSES.
Awesome. Thanks for coming out. Next time we'll get you back when not everyone is dying from a swine flu or something.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
Yeah.
I love you.
And, you know, the second shout out,
Irene, the sound queen.
She did a good job too, but.
That's the third shout out.
Oh.
Is it really?
Yep,
it is.
Shout
it
out.
Has to be.
But we'd love to come back with our actual band when our new EP comes out.
Yep, let's do it.
And I'll tell you. I'll get a hold of you.
Yes, you bet.
Okay.
You bet. 42 won't be around then, though, but which is bonus.
No. 42 has to play.
No, sorry. Too bad. Oh, then you're not invited. Oh.
Oh, what's this?
Okay. Yes, GSTS. Check them out when they do play around your area.
Yeah. Days. And it's brand new. And it's for Blair. Thank you. Okay, this next one's called Hey, I Got a New Friend. This next one's called Not Quite Ready, and it goes out to, what's her name? Brianna. Brianna Ray. What's that mean? It's a little baby. Oh, okay.
Thank you. I'm not sure yet. I can't figure you out. If I'd have died. clear as seen. It's black and white, but I'm kept in between. And I don't get stories that I'll understand. I thought you were the good guy, but now I'm not so sure. I don't know how to feel, but do you feel like me? Maybe intentions are just hard to see. You're so beautiful, but you know the lie. What is looking at you make me so sad? I can't figure you out. Where's all the darkness of the show? I can't figure you out.
This one's called Channel.